This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. For a few minutes now, we're going to revisit an unusual application of judicial ethics that occurred last week in Los Angeles. Judge Alex Kozinski was hearing a federal obscenity case against a man who distributed videos showing bestiality and extreme fetishes. After it was disclosed that the judge kept pornography on a personal website, he acknowledged the public controversy surrounding his involvement in the case, and he declared a mistrial. Well, needless to say, in the court of polite public opinion, the judge with a taste for pornography is not a popular figure. But the images, as described, were not illegal for him to possess, and it's not clear that a subdomain of his personal website even qualifies as a public display. So was Judge Kozinski acting in accordance with judicial ethics when he declared a mistrial? Well, David Luban is a philosopher and university professor at Georgetown University Law Center. Welcome.
I'm glad to be here.
To the program. So there's a case about pornography. Is it fair for the defendant to be guaranteed a judge who doesn't like pornography?
I don't think so. I think that the defendant doesn't have a right to anything other than an unbiased judge. And that's basically what the law says. The law says that a judge needs to pull out of a case if the judge can't be impartial or if a reasonable person wouldn't think that the judge was impartial. And here, the problem is that once the information about Kozinski's website comes out, then he's in the position of, let's say, a baseball umpire who is umping an important World Series game, and Boston's one of the teams, and it comes out that on his website he's got a lot of Go Boston propaganda. At that point, he can't really call the balls and strikes fairly because, I mean, let's go back to the judge. Mm-hmm. A trial judge has to make a lot of on-the-spot rulings in the course of a trial. Objection sustained, objection overruled, rulings on points of law. And if the judge is worried about rehabilitating his own reputation, then it might be at the back of his mind that any time he makes a ruling for the prosecution, that he's just tilting away because he's trying to rehabilitate his reputation. If he makes the ruling for the defense, then people might think he's doing that because he's kind of a pro-porn guy. So he can't really do an impartial... he can't look impartial any longer.
But unlike the judge who might become a notorious for being a regular speeder on the highways or for smoking marijuana well into his adult life, this judge isn't accused of breaking any law. That wasn't a part of his notoriety.
Well, that's right. There's nothing illegal about what he did the way that smoking marijuana would be, but it's still something that's scandalous enough. And remember, the standard is that this is something that which his impartiality might be questioned by a reasonable person. And it seems to me that a reasonable person might be wondering why he's making the calls that he's making during the trial. Is he just doing it because this scandal is on his mind? Even though it's not illegal, it's still scandalous, and I think that that's enough.
But I was thinking of another kind of hypothetical, which is the defendant who's charged with, say, being drunk and disorderly, goes to court, might face a judge who a couple of times in his life had been drunk and who knew what that experience was without violating a law, not driving or doing anything like that, or might face a judge who you could guarantee had never been drunk because he's a teetotaler. Is it especially more fair, is it a more fair outcome to say your case will be heard by the teetotaler because your case involves drunkenness?
Well, I think either way you put it, the judge is going to have a disposition one way or the other. So what we count on from judges is that they can set aside, you know, their own priors when they come to a case. There's some situations, like if they've got a financial interest mm-hmm. in the case, or if a family member is one of the lawyers in the case, or a family member has a financial interest, that we don't count on them to set aside their priors. But usually we do. We know that judges come in with personalities and with predispositions. But here, I think what makes this case different is that here the judge has a personal interest in trying to get this scandal behind him, and that might be too distracting from the trial that he's conducting. So I think that's what requires him to pull out here.
Is it an invitation to people with the beef against judges all over the country to go searching through their whatever is accessible of their personal lives to find something and bring it to the Los Angeles Times or another paper?
I think that Google is going to get a heavy workout from litigants after this case.
Well, Professor Luban, thank you very much for talking with us.
Well, it's a pleasure, Robert.
It's philosopher David Luban of Georgetown University talking with us about judicial ethics and the mistrial that Judge Alex Kozinski declared last week in Los Angeles.